Hi, guys, and welcome to the Power Records podcast here in beautiful Toronto, Canada. I hope that you're all doing fantastic out there, and I hope that you are still collecting vinyl records, because that is the wave of the future for music. Vinyl records sold over 40 million records, vinyl records, last year. When I first wrote my book called The New Antique, when I wrote that book in 2008, record sales were at 2.9 million vinyl records. And if you look at the last 15 years, how much it's grown, it's just truly amazing. And there's a lot of fans out there that collect records now. Young, old, people that are loving music. The difference with vinyl is there's a different quality. People say that, you know, it's not the same as a CD, not the same as downloaded music. It's a little bit more crisper sound. And probably if you're like me that have buzzing in their ears from all the loud music in the ears, you probably couldn't tell the difference. But for some people, they can tell the difference. And they have that, it has that quality of art to it, you know, where you have the record cover, you know, you have the record cover in front of you, you have the lyrics in front of you. It's the physical piece of music that you have in your hands is a lot more enjoyable than just a downloaded piece of music. Hence the reason why the popularity has skyrocketed and continues to do so. Here in Toronto, there are more and more record stores that are opening up everywhere and becoming popular and more crowded than before. How about you? Do you want to open up a record store maybe? Maybe that's a business you want to get into. You know, it could be online. It could be a brick and mortar business. Think of having your own brick and mortar store that you can actually sample. People can sample the used records that you have in your store. Like in the old days, there used to be record booths where somebody would go inside a record booth, put on their headphones, and test out the record that they were going to buy. Think of that for a second. You know, does anybody do that? Maybe somebody wants to have a coffee shop and a record store together. And that seems to be a popular thing now as well too. Maybe you want to open up your record store at the back of a bookstore. Maybe you want to rent out a little space. Maybe you want to rent out a little space in a flea market and sell 400 or 500 records at a time on a weekend or something. Maybe you want to open up at some sort of a record show that happens all around towns now. You can bring your 400 or 500 records to a record show and make some money there. I think it's a good business to be in. I think that right now is the time to get into that. And, you know, if you don't sell the record, well, you could always listen to it, right? If you were a lover of music, who cares if you don't sell 200 or 300 records? Wouldn't it be great to have 200 or 300 records in your collection that you can just put on anytime, any music, anytime you want? You know, it's a fun hobby. It's a fun business. I've been in the business of selling vinyl now for, God, I think it's now 15 years. And I'm truly enjoying it. I sell on Amazon, eBay, Etsy, Music Stack, a lot of sites. And I urge you to do the same thing. You know, you probably ask this yourself, well, who wants to buy vinyl records? You know, well, there's a new generation of people that want vinyl records. You know, there's people that are desperate for that rare vinyl record, that person that loves that pop song, that loves that rock song from years ago, and they really want that in their collection. As I said, vinyls really took off in 2008. That's when I saw it really taking off. In the prior years, it was much slower. You know, there wasn't much action happened since about 1998, when CDs were still at the height of their popularity. You know, the vinyl record audience was usually DJs. They had the most collection of vinyl records. In their they would bring their 12-inch records to shows and to into discos and so on. And they were the people that had vinyl. But then the vinyl craze moved into the vinyl lovers, the people that love music. And sellers, you know, don't sell vinyl records to make money. They do it because they love music. So there could be the music lovers out there that some want to collect their favorite band and artist due to the fact they've been following maybe for years. You know, they love to see their record cover and listen to the music on the vinyl as it was there, maybe they're in their era of music. They love the feel of the cardboard of the and hear the crackling and the scratching of the song playing of their on their old retired record player. They love finish when the song finishes on the final song on side A, getting up and turning the record over to side B. You know, it just seems so crazy that, you know, somebody would have to do that to listen to a whole album, but that's what you have to do. The new generation probably doesn't understand that, or maybe they're starting to understand that. So I think that, you know, I'm hoping that when you listen to this podcast, I can give you little clues all the time on what you can do to maybe sell vinyl or collect vinyl, or I'll give you tips on vinyl, but just tune in and listen. You know, we're also on Facebook at Power Records and Music One. And you can email me anytime you want, folks, at jlcarone@simpatico.ca. And I'll give you any tips you want about vinyl. And yeah, so that's about it for today, guys. I just wanted to get that little dib in on you, a little quirky little news bit on to you, an information to you about vinyl. And feel free to reach out to me anytime you want. Over and out. And we'll talk to you soon. And keep collecting those vinyl records.